Anja Stridsman came to Australia from Sweden a decade ago to study. She now calls Australia home.
There were just gradual things that made me stay, but I would say the boxing is the one thing that kind of really cemented, no, this is where my life is and this is where I'm staying. And I found a lot of people who I felt really fit into my life and the way that I wanted to live it, and some really, really good people that kind of have ended up being my family.
She started boxing 7 years ago to keep fit, but quickly discovered a passion for the sport. A coach had this message for her when she wanted to start competing.
He went, well, you know, if you want to be a fighter, like, I'm going to, like, dedicate myself to you, so I expect you to dedicate yourself as well 100%. We can train this often, you know, so just go away and have a think about it. And I went away, and I knew that I was, you know, wanted to do it. So I went up to him and I was like, yep, this, I want to do this. And I know that women can now be in the Olympics, so I want to go to the Olympics. And so I just set my goal really high, and ever since then I just never stopped.
Once she gained her citizenship, Anja Stridsman set her sights on representing Australia on the world stage. After missing out on selection for last year's Rio Olympics, her next aim was to earn selection for next year's Commonwealth Games. But 2 months ago, that dream appeared over when she suffered a serious knee injury whilst competing in Poland.
The bottom of my leg was just stuck, and I twisted out to the side, and I could just feel something go that. And I fell to the ground. My knee felt really unstable and painful, and I kind of got back up and I tried to fight and just see how much weight I could put on that leg. I didn't know how it was going to go, and I managed to move one time, and then I stepped in behind a punch and my knee just gave way on me again.
The injury can rule an athlete out of competition for up to a year.
I definitely thought it was over, but I really tried to rein myself in and just kind of go, it's not over until it's over. Just had to remind myself. But then, you know, whenever you hear, like, it's like, oh, I spoke to this person, yeah, they think you're gone. And I just want to cry.
But that didn't stop her competing and entering last weekend's national championships. She won the 60-kilogram division to book her spot in the Australian squad for the Commonwealth Games.
I proved that I could face adversity and get through it, so there's nothing that's going to stop me now. You know, I'm just going to get stronger and better. And, yeah, when the Commonwealth Games comes, I'm going to be better than ever before.
The Commonwealth Games begin next April on the Gold Coast.